Hey everyone, football is back and BetOnline still remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest, the easiest. It's the best way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head on over to betonline.ag, join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Hey, welcome to Great News. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood, and we try to bring you positive stories that reinforce your belief in human beings because they're not all as terrible as if you watch the news all day long, which is basically on repeat.
And in many different ways. Sometimes it's simple and it seems like little things, but people are always trying to uplift each other and put smiles on each other's faces, even though you may think otherwise.
Yes, correct. Mike is on the road, so he doesn't have his guitar, but he has found some spoons.
Yeah.
So for the intro, I believe we need to hear a little Chris Cornell, singer of Spoon Man.
Spoon Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say hands down the worst one you've ever done.
Thanks.
Hands down.
That's a tough call.
That's even an impossible one.
Even if you're not playing the spoons, it's a really tough ask. He's a pretty amazing vocalist.
Yes.
My daughter ran out and she goes, "Is someone breaking into the house?" Like, no, we're good.
No, you sounded great, Mike. Someone breaking into the house? All right, my first story is about a much better person than me because last night I had McDonald's. And this woman is known as the Black Forager. And she teaches people to find their food outside and eat it. She's a pretty amazing person. She's a Black Forager, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, where did the name come from? Okay.
Yum. In the woods near her home in Columbus, Ohio, Alexis Nicole Nelson,
she's gonna take a couple of these,
is foraging for edible plants.
Violet leaves.
She's also feeding her soul.
There is something that just puts a smile on my face. It gets my heart racing. These guys, completely edible. The little bulbs are sweet. I always feel like the tips of them are kind of asparagus adjacent.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. I feel so connected to my surroundings. We have some cut leaf toothwort in here.
Nelson invited me to join her for a walk on the wild side.
So here you can see that they look very garlic scapey.
Our adventure began in a local park.
Boop.
Free onions.
Free onions. For the low, low price of spending time outside.
Next stop.
I do actually forage here.
A cemetery dating back to the 1700s.
These belong to the black locust tree.
Ah.
Where some people see weeds or swamps, Nelson sees a supermarket.
Oh, so sweet.
So sweet. Did you know maple seeds are edible? There's a little bit of nectar in here waiting for you. And
she's turned her passion into her profession.
Very torn about whether to candy these or make them savory.
What do you think I should do?
Sharing her adventures and recipes on TikTok with millions.
Now they're roasty toasty. Let's try some. I say happy snacking, don't die at the end of most of my videos, mostly in jest, but also like seriously don't die because you can. I will love you forever, everyone at home, if you don't die.
That's an important tip.
Don't die.
That's an important tip. Don't die.
The first thing that came into my mind was like, are we aware of how dangerous this can be?
Well, I think she is, but you and I aren't.
Yeah.
I would assume she's done a lot of research. I would assume that she knows what she's doing, but you and I have no idea.
Nature can way kill you.
Yes.
Like, pretty quickly.
You know what, though? Here's what I'll say about her. Anybody who is genuinely joyful, it comes through whatever medium she's on, and it makes me want to go eat outside.
I couldn't agree more. I was already, because you know what? I'm inundated in the places that I've lived most of my life with fake hippies, like sanctimonious bitches who wear robes and then think they're, but like the real deal, she was so in love with the idea of being in connection with nature. And she was so enthusiastic and happy about it. It was really, really nice. And I would like to support her. And I think you should do at the Black Forager. Is that?
I would guess so.
I'm sure if you Google Black Forager, there's not going to be many things that come up besides.
Yes, that's very true.
So yeah, good on her. I was thinking the same thing about, I don't watch Guy Fieri typically. I mean, I've never exposed myself to him, but I have an idea that I just didn't like the guy because of his stupid hair and his flame tattoos and crazy shirts. And then I actually got a chance to sit down and watch a little Guy
Fieri. Don't tell me he's nice. I hate cooking shows. I hate chefs. I hate the yelling that goes on in the kitchens.
But he's not that guy. He's not like a Gordon Ramsay. He just loves food and he's a happy dude. And like, you get the sense immediately. You're like, that guy would be nice to be around. He's a happy, enthusiastic person that just loves food, you know?
Agreed. And
I was like, I was so quick to judge him just because of his stupid hair and shirts.
I'm still judging him for his stupid hair and shirts.
All right. Speaking of judgment, I think this young lady in our next story was sick of being the subject of many people's judgment. She is overweight, she's older, and is suffering from tremendous, tremendous health problems. And I was so touched by this personally because I worked and do still currently work in the world of trying to help people with health and fitness. And it has gotten to be such a kind of a dark, rancid world of people just trying to out-ab themselves on Instagram. And so to see this guy at @MattBrown_performance, I definitely want people to support this man. He took Margaret under his wing, and here is some video of this woman and serious, serious props to her for never giving up. And check this out. Her rheumatoid arthritis is so extreme she can hardly move. Her balance is such that she can't almost control herself in normal daily function. But here she is, pushing sleds, doing the thing in her moo-moos too, by the way. Much props for that. Pretty sick. Got her doing step-ups.
Look at her.
I know, man.
I can do about three of these.
And he points out in this video, he said that it's more so than the health and the fitness aspect of it. She's realized how resilient she can be, much more so than she even knew. And I think that really captures the whole point of like what's great about exercise, because it's really not about abs and blood pressure. It's about the fact that you can find out new things about yourself. You're purposely doing something uncomfortable. And I think that encapsulated it perfectly. So good for her. And good
for
him.
I'd like to point something else out good for him. And that's that he didn't have to be in the video. He didn't have to show himself cheering her on, giving her instruction. It was just video of her and he was fine being in the background. I love that.
Yeah.
The next story that I'm going to share with you is just a cute one. And it is three or four dogs and they're stuck inside and they just want to look outside the window, but there's a heavy curtain hanging over the window. So they kind of fight each other and try desperately just to glance outside and see what's going on. You're going to love these dogs.
Oh my God.
Third. Still can't see.
This one's
the gangster in the middle.
Hold this up. Maybe.
Turns away. Yeah, it wasn't worth it. I'm back.
Oh, no, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm blind. I'm blind, guys. I'm blind. Help me. Oh, that definitely puts a smile on your face, man. If that doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I like that. Like, we should jail people who watch that and go, well, that's stupid, stupid dogs.
Right.
Like, I would really be concerned about them, like, being in society, you know?
It's things that small that if you let yourself feel that joy, really help booster your energy for the day.
Yeah. And it sounds so silly, but I know how you hate birds, Kevin, so I won't get into too much detail. But, you know, being a farmer now with many, many birds out there, it's so, if you allow yourself to just step back and kind of observe, it can be so therapeutic. For instance, like the roosters, now that the hens have started laying, the roosters bite me. They fly up in the air into my chest and bark, 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 because they're protecting their ladies and their potential offspring. And to me, I think it's so funny. They literally, like, they stand together and they puff up their chest and they're like, no, not today, buddy. I was like, you understand I feed you and bring you your water. I'm not a threat. And it's like, but they just, they're like, no
you
way.
You posted that on your Instagram recently?
I'm the one chasing me away. Yeah.
Yes. That was pretty great.
Yeah. That guy's no joke. It's Floops McGee.
No. Dogs are cool. I'm still not down with roosters. I can't do roosters.
And they're loud. They're loud. I'll give you that. But I'll never buy eggs again. Look at it that way.
You'll never buy hens again.
Unless coyotes and foxes have something to say about that, but I will shoot them. So everyone wins.
You'll shoot hens?
No, I'll shoot the coyotes.
I know. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I'll have a hard time shooting foxes, but I will if and when that is a problem, because they really are gorgeous animals. When you see them, you're like, wow,
yeah.
Coyote. I'm like, got any buddies? Cause all of them, I'm ready to send you to coyote hell.
Yes, but coyote versus hen, now you have a different problem.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't stand a chance. And then here's another thing. Fuck you, coyotes, because you're
all the
real
coyotes
tough.
That are watching this podcast.
For all the coyotes watching this, you're real tough when you go up against a little bird. You're real tough. As soon as I go, hey, and they run away, three or four of them, and they're like, oh, gosh, oh, no, a big human. My wife does this thing. My ogre will be like, hey, hey, hey. And they just turn around. They run away. I'm disgusted by wild pigs, by boars and stuff, because they're horrible, right. Mean animals. But right. I got to give them credit. I have huge reverence for them because I've stared down the crosshair and I've missed. They don't for one second hear a rifle and go, oh, we got to get out of here. They turn and they look at you and they're like, oh, really? And they come right for you. You're like, damn.
Oh, that's great.
Got to respect that. Gotta respect that. You're gonna go out like a G. All right. I'm not a gamer per se. I appreciate the technology and the advancements in modern games are amazing, and I understand how people can get into them. But I don't play modern video games. But I stand behind one of the greatest games ever. I don't think it's even open for debate. Is the original Nintendo 64 Mario Kart? It's just endlessly fun. The animation and everything is so joyous. I love it. Well, here, a young lady, and I think Courtney pointed out before the show, this was probably amidst COVID where you're just so bored. She decided to take human Mario Kart to the next level. Now, I will warn you, Kevin, and I will warn you for those watching at home. It starts off slow. Just stick with this one. It gets crazy.
All right. Treadmill speed at 10 miles per hour.
One mile per hour. Okay.
Oh,
she's in a laundry basket. She's in a laundry basket with a helmet on.
3 miles per hour.
Okay, now we're starting to cook. Oh.
7 miles per hour. Launching her a little further. You got to respect her resilience. She got destroyed the last four times.
The last three or four are really gnarly. And she kept going. And I don't care what you say. I'm sorry. I hate to make this a gendered thing. It's 10 times funnier that it's a woman.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like every one of our friends would be like, oh, let's go to a treadmill, go to, you know, and you're like, hey, it's a bonehead dude.
But women are smarter than that.
I know. So the fact that you every once in a while you find this diamond in the rough who will like smell their own farts and go on a treadmill into a pool. You're like,
that is a diamond in the rough. All right. The next story I have is about a guy who has to dance. You know, my personal hashtag is dance or die. This guy is at a wedding and he's dancing and something incredible happens while he's dancing and he doesn't stop dancing, but he solves what's happening. Watch this man set a wedding on fire.
It's right on his hand.
He lit it on fire. Now watch him. Everybody else is screaming. He's like, I'm just gonna put it out with my hand. Notice he's still dancing.
Oh my goodness.
How great is alcohol? Seriously.
That could have gone south so much more. And
of course, that was a big flame when he pushed it off with his hand.
And he, that was like Anthony Robbins walk over this, and everyone's like, oh no. And he just like calmly just putting it out.
Can we watch that again, Courtney?
Yes, please.
For those of you that listen to the podcast, you should try to look at this. Everybody is talking about him already. Oh, he's lit on fire. Fire lights that whole barrel on fire. Oh, you know what? I'll fix it. No worries. I got it with my hand. I'll step on it.
And then he like Fred Astaire's it on the ground.
Too. Yes, he's still dancing.
Good for him.
I want that guy to come to your. I want that guy to come to your thing as well.
I do too, but at the same time, some of that's the wedding planner's fault. Like, let's hand out the sparklers in this barn wedding with hay everywhere.
Listen, it's not a great
idea. I'm saying like, all right. Well, listen, I like that guy.
I love that guy because A, he starts a fire. B, there's zero panic in him. And C,
you're in with fire. Let's get right. Kevin's practically Beavis. He just let anything fire related. He's like, okay.
I do love fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that guy's my hero.
That guy rips pretty hard.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, here's my legitimate Widowmaker to end out the show.
Okay.
So this young man, he's trying to raise money so that he could go to Portugal with his club soccer team. He looks to be about eighth grade or so, and this is in Nashville, Tennessee. So what does he do? He decides to start a lemonade stand. His dad said, you know, I can't fault you for wanting to go and support, you know, chase your dreams of being a soccer player, and certainly going to Portugal would be a big deal, but we can't afford this. So I'll agree to pay half if you can raise the money.
Okay.
And so he starts a lemonade stand, and look at what the residents in the local neighborhood in Nashville do. Check this out.
Are you trying to raise money for anything?
Well, I said it's competitive, so I was invited to Portugal with my soccer team,
but it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So my dad wanted me to pay at least half of it.
What position are you?
I play center attacking mid.
It's so good. How much is it?
$3. And I play a game.
We're going to give you this. The change.
What the? Guys, thank you so much. What the heck? What the heck? Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, it's $1,100, and this is raised from tons of people around Nashville and around the country to help you out because you're working so hard.
Oh, what do you do?
We're on TikTok.
Oh, my God. Can I call my dad?
Yep. Let's call him.
Can we keep putting here?
Yes, we'll keep it very safe.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes. And we want to make sure you get home safe with us, too.
Why?
My papa had a heart attack.
Oh no!
That's why we came down here.
I can't believe you.
I know.
That's like a third, and that's all he wanted. So I just give him that, and I'm going to Portugal. You guys,
let's go. So
that's pretty great.
they gathered $1,100 from around the neighborhood and gave it to that kid. And
you know how long it would have taken him at $3 a glass to make, to raise $1,100?
Well, Kevin, I know it's you and me talking, but we can do this math. Can I'm going to say...
May I help?
Yes, I do, Magnolia, my 8-year-old daughter. How many $3 glasses of lemonade do you have to sell to make $1,100?
I'll click in my calculator.
Thank you. I'm going to say...
It's like 335-ish.
How much?
$300? Kevin got it. We're good.
Oh, what?
330. Yeah, 330.
Well, let her figure it out. What's wrong with you?
So 1,100 divided by 3, honey. Thank you. It'll be 4 episodes before I hear back. You understand?
Oh, I gotcha. Well, to be continued in the next one.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. If you like this podcast, let your friends know about it. Maybe they would enjoy it too. Mike, I would like you to do, without your guitar today, because you're in New Orleans, I would like you to do an artist that involves his arms, so it's probably good. Joe Cocker.